If you follow ghost stories or the Civil War, I'm sure you've heard of Gettysburg and Williamsburg, Virginia. But have you heard of Clark County, Virginia? Okay, we have Michael D. Hess on the other end of the line tonight, and Michael is the author of Haunted Clark County, Virginia, and it's available on paperback, correct?
Yeah, paperback and ebook format as well.
Oh, okay. And where can they find that at?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most of your major book retailers. Like iBooks and Google Books will have the ebook version.
Mm-hmm. And where exactly is Clark County, Virginia?
Okay, Clark County is just a small county, very small county in the northwestern part of Virginia. It's about 60 miles northwest of Washington, D.C. And like I said, it's just a small county. Lies west of the Blue Ridge, so it's there in the mountains, a real beautiful, picturesque place. Very small population, only about 15,000 residents, I suppose, and it's small in land area too. It's only about 180 square miles.
I see that you were born in southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, I was. I was born down around. Kind of in between Bluefield and Bristol, down tucked in the corner down there.
Yeah, I've been to Gettysburg and Williamsburg, but I've never been to Clark County. So I did some research in the last couple of days, and I found out that they have the most activity of any place in Virginia.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. The town of Winchester is only about 10 miles, I guess, west, and during the Civil War, I think it changed hands like 70 times, they say. There was just a ton of activity during the Civil War, and so of course with that sort of thing, you get a lot of your hauntings. You got a lot of the battlefields, the Shenandoah River. Claimed some drownings during the war, things like that. And of course you've got still to this day, you've got a lot of those large antebellum homes. And after a major conflict back then, any of those large homes and old farmhouses served as makeshift hospitals. So you can imagine that there's a lot of energy, in that part of the world.
Yeah, I've seen on here that they're known for, really a lot of ghost activity, spirits, orbs, poltergeists, UFOs, and even Bigfoot.
So, yeah, you name it. I mean, they're in the mountains. There's your Bigfoot reports, and also you've got the Mount Weather. It's a FEMA facility, and it's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's kind of straddles Loudoun County to the east and Clark to the west. But it's one of those real shadowy, very secretive places. I guess its official purpose is, like I said, FEMA runs it, but nobody really says what it's for. And, during 9/11, it was, there's like an underground city there. So like, Dick Cheney was rushed there. And, it's one of those, facilities that, you know, if something bad happens, they're supposed to be able to continue to run the government out of it. But you could imagine with a, you know, like a secretive place like that tucked away in the mountains, you know, there's all kinds of wild rumors, you know, that goes on with that. And I can even remember an X-Files episode, I think in 2002, Agent Mulder, you know, he broke into Mount Weather and learned of an alien invasion. But, you know, that's just kind of the things that a lot of that wild speculation and rumors happens there.
Mount Weather and Berryville, and that's all Clark County?
Yeah, it is. And Mount Weather is, Mount Weather is it goes over into a neighboring county too. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like in two counties. But that's the scene of a tragic plane crash in 1974. TWA 514 crashed, you know, into a rocky outcrop just probably about a mile and a half from the Mount Weather facility.
Yeah, seeing that 92 people perished on that crash.
Yeah, all 92 people. I think there were, you know, 7 crew members and I think 85 passengers, and they were all, you know, killed instantly in that. And you know, you hear about your you know, weird activity, you know, around the crash site, and you know, you go by it, there's, you know, there's like just this large outcrop and you know, with flags and crosses and things. But you know, people have you know, taken pictures of orbs, and I think paranormal investigators have you know, recorded EVPs from there. Mm-hmm. I've heard of you know, people talking about you know, smelling you know, just out of nowhere, you know, just smelling a heavy smell of like kerosene or fuel. You know, just a lot of weird things happened up there.
I see that your wife was from Clark County.
Yeah, she was born and raised there, and she was kind of my my inspiration for writing the book. And I've always been into hauntings and ghosts and things like that. And this book, it's by History Press, and they've got a Haunted America series. You know, a lot of your listeners might have seen, you know, some of these books. And, you know, if I go someplace new and see one, I like to pick them up. And I've always enjoyed reading those books. And I just thought it might be kind of fun to write one. And, you know, she was just like, why don't you do Clark County? And I was like, yeah, you know, I think that there's enough weird stuff there, you know, from things that she'd told me over the years. And then, you know, things I already knew about, like, you know, like the, you know, like the airplane crash and, you know, the Civil War stuff that, you know, she'd tipped me off to a lot of other, you know, weird things that had went on. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I wrote the book.
That was my next question, was she, like, inspired you to write the book because she, on Clark County, because she was from the area, so she would probably know a lot of the history.
Yeah, and you know, she's one of those people that's very sensitive to you know, to the presence of like spirits and things. Like you know, we could, you know, we've been to a lot of places, and I'm about as sensitive as a brick, you know, when it comes to that sort of thing. But if there's something weird going on, though, you know, she'll feel the blast of cold air. You know, she'll be like, oh, my God, something just touched me. And I mean, she's all the time, you know, we'll be right beside each other, but she'll always catch, you know, an anomalous picture, you know, things like that. And you know, she's got a... her and, you know, her family too, they've got a lot of you know, stories from over the years of things. And even a house that she lived in was haunted.
You have 4 other books on the paranormal. And
yeah, I've written a few self-published books, but this is the only one that that I've had published before. And so I was really, really happy to be able to, you know, to do this one.
Clark County, have you heard of the Nook on Main Street?
Yeah, there's a house, and I think it is probably, or it's at least credited with being, you know, the oldest house, you know, in Berryville. And I don't know exactly when it was built. But I mean, it's like, you're probably talking mid-1700s. And you know, it's, there's been a lot of activity. I've not really heard any real specific, you know, tales, but, you know, you hear, you know, people that have lived there over the years that, you know, talk about the, you know, the lights doing weird things and, you know, your noises and, you know, just your, nothing real specific, like any, you know, ghost story that, you know, would really scare you real bad, but just, you know, just those anomalous things that kind of happen in houses, you know, some houses that have activity in them.
Yeah, on my research I have here, it was one of the oldest houses in Clark County, if not the oldest, built in 1792. And it says here it's the most haunted, you know. And, of course, I talked to another friend of mine who does a lot of orb studies out of Virginia. And he was saying that he believed that Ebenezer Church that had the most hauntings.
Yeah, I would believe that, because Ebenezer Church is a very creepy place. It's not really, by the way, the crow flies. It's not real far from, you know, probably only several miles from the TWA site that we were just talking about. You know, it's in the mountains, and just kind of like way back off of this back road. And it's just this little, you know, just this little old white church, you know, just real old. But, you know, if you go there, I mean, you just get this, I don't really know how to explain it. I've been there a few times, but you just get like this real bad, weird vibe. And I mean, no matter what, the whole time that you're there, you feel like something's watching you, and you know, just a bad feeling. And you know, there's a cemetery around the church. The cemetery is actually pretty big, but you know, it's just kind of weird walking around in there. Like some of the graves off in the you know, along the perimeter of the place, they're just all covered up with weeds and everything. And and you got a lot, you know, you got a lot of, maybe not a lot, but, you know, some of the graves, you know, really just stones, you know. So some of them are just really old. But there's just a lot of, you know, people that, you know, like back in the 80s and 90s that, you know, before they would keep it locked up, used to, you know, go up there and party and would tell tales of, you know, things that would happen up there. And just, it's hard to explain. It's just a real creepy place. And one person had told me about, you know, that she thought that maybe some sort of portal or something existed there. And, you know, she had talked about how, you know, she's got pictures of, like, all of these orbs almost, you know, like fly, like hundreds and hundreds of them, you know, not just something that you could write off as like dust or an insect or something, but just like, you know, just like these bursts of light and just a really weird place. And I don't really know why it's like that, unless there is some, you know, some sort of energy like that there, because I don't really know of any, you know, real traumatic history or anything that happened there, like, you know, some of your, you know, battle sites.
I don't consider myself a paranormal investigator, but I have been doing ghost huntings for probably 30 years. So in 98, I made a documentary on ghosts in the, it's called Ghost in the Valley, based on true ghost stories. So ever since then, I've been going to numerous sites, and, you know, a lot of the things aren't what they think. You know, it could be a pipe in a basement or a car going by. I mean, so a lot of it was not founded, you know, on my part, but there was a lot that worked, you know. And I'm like thinking, you know, it opened my eyes up to a lot, to a different, realm of the paranormal. So I came across your book. I'm like, you know, I thought it was very, very interesting. And like I said, we're going to make a trip there next year and check out some of these sites.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of cool places and that whole area in general. Like I was talking about the town of Winchester, there's a lot of stuff up there. And then, you know, over not too far from there, over in West Virginia, over around Harper's Ferry, over in that area. I mean, there's just a whole lot of weird things over there too.
Oh, I see that you're a self-publisher. Do you find it easier to publish yourself?
Well, it is. You know, of course, it's easier to get a book out there, but my experience, you know, working with a publisher has just been a lot, you know, just been a whole lot better. You know, the quality of the books, you know, you get that, you know, you get that extra editing, you get those extra sets of eyes, you know, something that, you know, when you're editing and looking at your own work, you know, sometimes I think you get kind of blinded to, you know, to some things that, you know, where you got somebody else, they're like, hey, maybe this would sound a little bit better, or, you know, maybe you should, you know, double click on this a little bit. And then also, you know, you get just the professional layout and, you know, the really nice cover and, you know, things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed working with a publisher.
I'm really into the audiobooks too. I mean, that seems where I get most of my novels when I'm traveling, so I don't have a whole lot of time to read, so I do like the audio part of it.
Yeah, I do the same thing, like in my morning and evening commute, I like to listen to audio books, you know, while it makes sitting in traffic a little more a little more tolerable.
What led you into the paranormal field?
You know, I can't really put my finger on any one thing. I've just, you know, I can't, I didn't grow up in a haunted house. I didn't, you know, have any kind of real experience growing up or anything, but I've just always, you know, for whatever reason, just been drawn to this stuff. And, I don't know. It's just been kind of a lifelong passion of mine.
Mm-hmm. You want to say anything about what we can expect that's in the book?
Yeah. Well, I would just encourage people, you know, I know you're out in Ohio and, you know, any of your listeners that are out that way, you know, even though that this is a local book, if you like ghost stories, I mean, it's going to be a cool book, and there's a lot of history in there too. It's kind of a blend of you know, local history. There's some, you know, Civil War history, and but it's not all history. There's you know, there's some like recent hauntings and things like that. Like we were talking earlier, there's hauntings centered around the Civil War. I've got a story in there about you know, in the late 1800s, you know, a house in the county. And this was making the newspapers all the way down into Richmond about, you know, being pelted with stones, and how that there was just all this poltergeist activity inside the house. And, you know, this story, you know, went, you know, far and wide in the newspapers. And, you know, so there's things like that. And there's just a whole lot of fun tales. And, you know, it's a quick read. The book's probably, you know, 130 pages, nothing that's too heavy to get into. Just good fun, pretty cool stories.
Mm-hmm. I do have followers from, like from Australia to California to New York.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And I thought the same thing when I started my podcast, you know, Ghosts in the Valley. Well, I'm talking about the valley being my valley, being Ohio, western mm-hmm. part of Ohio, eastern PA. But I was surprised that there are people in California and New York that are interested in any ghost story. It hits home because it's what I found out, it's everywhere. You know, it's not just in New York. It's not just in Kentucky or all through England. I mean, especially through England, all the churches. And I
think that's why this, you know, the Haunted America series that my book is a part of, that History Press puts out, I think that's why it's, I mean, it's been around for years and years, and, you know, I think they released, you know, 6 or 8 titles here in September, and I think that's why it's had such staying power, you know, as people, you know, you don't have to be from, you know, from that area to, you know, to enjoy one of the books. It's kind of cool to read about stories from somewhere else that, you know, that sound a lot like a story that took place in your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do plan on picking your book up and giving it a read. It should do quite well coming up on Halloween.
Yeah, that was kind of, I think that was kind of the thought with the publisher, was try to, you know, try to get it out there, you know, around the middle of September, and once the weather breaks and it starts cooling down and the leaves start changing, this is the kind of book that people are really looking for, you know. When the days start getting shorter and all of that. So, yeah, hopefully the time of year will maybe spur sales a little bit too.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, because of my podcast is dealing with paranormal and ghosts. And anything you want to close with?
Like I said, you know, there's some fun stories, and hopefully people will check it out. Like we were talking about earlier, there's everything from from a couple of Bigfoot reports to some to rock throwing poltergeist. There's a ghost in a hoodie that stalks a warehouse. There's soldiers still crossing the Shenandoah River. You know, all kinds of things in Clark County.
Mm-hmm. I heard there's tons and tons of orbs too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. You know, people tell all kinds of things. You know, driving late at night, you know, people talk about soldiers on the side of the road, just you name it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a lot of the paranormal investigators I've spoken with, you know, they don't really believe in orbs. They call it dust particles or bursts of light, or I don't know. I've seen both sides of it. I actually seen an orb that it sure wasn't a dust particle, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've personally, you know, I mean, I get that, you know, what they say about, you know, about the orbs, and a lot of times, you know, you can explain it as dust, but, or water droplets, things like that. But then, you know, when you get a extraordinary number of them, you know, in a place that is known for weird activity, you know, this was like that kind of thing. And then, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've seen them with my naked eye before. I mean, one time I saw like a softball size, just like a ball of light, you know, and it just kind of floated and bounced around. And it was, you know, something that defied the laws of physics. And, you know, I wasn't looking at a piece of dust. I mean, that was, I don't know what it was, but it was something. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, like you said, I can see both sides of the issue, but, you know, when you see with your naked eye something that, you know, that, you know, people also at times get pictures of, that gives a little credence to it.
Well, you're always going to have your non-believers, you know. No matter what, they're not going to believe in any of it. You know, you have to witness, I guess you have to witness yourself to really believe. And until you do, you probably won't, you know. So where can they find your book again?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as far as anyone wants the ebook version, you can get that through Kindle on Amazon, Google Play, iBooks, pretty much wherever you buy books.
Haunted Clark County, Virginia. And thank you, Michael, for being a guest today, and I really appreciate it. Good luck on your book.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
To pick up Michael D. Hess's book, Haunted Clark County, Virginia, you can pick it up at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle eBook can be found on Amazon, and also Google Play and iBooks. Thank you, Michael, for being on the show tonight. We'll see you in 2 weeks on Ghost in the Valley.